Did you know the United States is one of the only countries where authors have to pay for their ISBNs? And not just a little bit. A single ISBN right now is $125. Let's talk about why. The ISBN system was created back in the 1960s as a way for booksellers and libraries to track books more easily. It's now overseen internationally by a nonprofit group called the ISBN Agency. And each individual country assigns one central agency to handle ISBN distribution for that territory. In most countries, that agency is government-funded, so authors and publishers can register for ISBNs either for free or for a very small cost. In the United States, though, the ISBN agency is a for-profit company called Bowker, and they've held that role since the 1960s. They didn't start off charging so much, but once Bowker was sold to a larger media company, they started raising their prices dramatically. Today, they have no competition and zero government oversight. And, of course, that ends up meaning they can charge whatever they want. And they do. Bowker sells one ISBN for $125. They sell a pack of 10 for $295. 100 is $575. They offer no lower-cost options for self-published authors or micro-presses. They've been widely criticized by authors and journalists and academics for having a monopoly. So why hasn't it changed? Because the United States loves privatization. Where other countries see books as part of their public infrastructure, the U.S. sees it as just another business. And as long as ISBNs are seen as a product instead of a public good, Bowker's hold on them isn't going anywhere. It's just one of many ways that American indie authors are forced to pay more and get less. Gotta love living in the capital of privatization and the midst of late-stage capitalism.